This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named L'Oreal Lavigna, L-O-R-E-A-L-L-A-V-I-G-N-A. Date of birth 11-01-1981. Date of appointment August 3rd, 2023, requesting physician Lori Schreiner, L-O-R-I-S-C-H-R-I-N-E-R. N-P, dear Lori Schreiner, I have the pleasure of seeing L'Oreal Lavigna today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 41-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman who has a history of localization-related epilepsy with simple and complex partial seizure. This was diagnosed by Dr. Timofey, T-I-M-O-F-E-E-V-E. Who recently closed his practice. She came to me as a continuation of care. Her last seizure was July 23rd, 2023. She's having small seizures also. Small seizures described as having lethargy. Word finding difficulty, hand spasm, no loss of consciousness. Tried speaking, does not remember, unable to communicate verbally. Major seizure, she has a staring spells, trying to speak, unable to verbalize. Lot of confusion and responsiveness. Sometimes stiffness, sometimes incontinence, no tongue biting, lasted 15 minutes, lack of communication, EEG and MRI already done. She is also having a headache. Which is 10 times per month, involving the right temporal region and right eye, sharp, dull, occasionally with nausea, no vomiting, no photophobia, with phonophobia, with dizziness. She goes to dark room, uses Furoscid, ibuprofen, Tylenol, which is helping. Past medical history, asthma, autoimmune pancreatitis, decreased libido, epilepsy, gastroparesis, blindness, past surgical history, appendectomy, cholecystectomy, embolization of the uterine artery. Allergy. Orange juice, erythromycin, medication, albuterol, imipenem 100 mg daily, Furoscid, cyclobenzaprine, famotidine, Flovent, gabapentin 300 mg daily, ibuprofen. Lamotrigine 75 mg 2 times daily, metoclopramide, metoclopramide, omeprazole, ondansetron, polyethylene glycol. Social history, does not smoke cigarette, socially drink alcohol, she is self-employed, she is single, lives with the fiance, have one daughter. Family history, mother deceased in a motor vehicle accident, father alive with tachycardia, heart ablation, one brother with PTSD and hearing issue. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, and neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having lightheadedness, confusion, memory loss, numbness, tingling, weakness, anxiety, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain. Physical examination, blood pressure 130 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen soft, pulse on present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact. Please rewrite again, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils, right corneal opacity present, left is not reacting. So both eyes, she is blind. There is a right facial droop present, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal, hearing is good on both sides. Finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination is 10-5-4-5. Deep tender reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed presence of pain, prick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 41-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1. Epilepsy, number 2, migraine, number 3, dizziness, number 4, anxiety. Next paragraph, at this time I would like to increase the Lamictal 100 mg 2 times daily. I would like to order EEG. She will continue to take other medication including imipramine 100 mg daily, gabapentin 300 mg daily, and Furoset. I would like to see her back in my office in 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.